Yes, Jane, we see you are in the chat room. But how come you didn't bug me about being on the show?
Because maybe she's tired of being on your little show. Maybe she doesn't want to be on your little show anymore. Maybe she's holding out trying to get on, you know, Big Fatty.
Archer
Online.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
But how come you didn't bug me about being on the show?
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 384 of the BFO for Friday, the 24th of July, 2009. Coming up on today's show, y'all, Big Fatty didn't know what the fuck he is going to talk about, other than have I mentioned that I really hate these 10-hour days, and thank God I don't have one of them today. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, I am glad this week is over. And I know I have bitched and bitched and bitched about this stuff, but y'all, ugh, just awful. Y'all, you know, I switched over to the iPhone, and which that means you have to switch over to the AT&T. And I got my final bill from Sprint, y'all, and it was for 21 cents. And they're going to charge my credit card on August the 8th for 21 cents. Y'all, it cost them more than 21 cents to send me the bill. I don't get it. And y'all, it was seven pages of paper to send me a bill for 21 cents. I just don't get it. 21 cents. 21 cents. Big Fatty, but you owed it. You just owed it. And, yeah, I did owe it. But, and y'all, it was for a text message. And y'all, that's the thing that I hated about the damn text message is that, you know, you can't, I don't want the text message. If you get a text message, it's going to charge you 20 cents, you know? And 21 cents with the tax. So, anyway. Y'all, I've got a few things here that I'm just going to talk to you about today. I really don't have... Oh, shit. What is that? Well, that's the coupon from last week. I've already read that. I don't need to keep that. But, oh! You know, I got... Oh, y'all, I've just finished dinner. And I had... I don't know if I told you this or not, but I had the pork. I think I did mention this. I had the pork tenderloins at a... Marinated for 2 days in the the mojo sauce, and then just put it under the broiler. Y'all, it is just delicious. And I cooked some corn, you know, which is, of course, Mother Nature's GPS system. But I cooked some corn. I get these bags of the steamed fresh corn. But y'all, once it was cooked in the microwave, then I took the corn and I put it in a skillet. And I just kind of browned it, you know, just to give it a little darkness. And, you know, it gives it a really good flavor when, you know, because, you know, if you ever eat corn on the cob, on the grill, you know, they get kind of not really burnt, but, you know, it gets that caramelization kind of stuff. And, y'all, it's just delicious. Just delicious. Y'all, I got my first Spam newsletter today, and by Spam I mean the spiced ham luncheon meat. And y'all, the it's got the best recipes for summer. And y'all, it's a good thing because it's hot as a motherfucker over here in Charleston. The Spam light sandwich is on there, and y'all, then there's some, all kinds of fun and games on there also. You can get the Spam pig trivet or the Spam salt and pepper shaker, and, you know, all kinds of weirdness. So anyway, so that was what was in the Spam fan club for this month. I don't know how often you get it. But anyway, y'all, I have heard from a couple of people that I called out yesterday, and I will be playing those voice letters later. But y'all, there are many more of you out there. And I've told you that I don't have the voice letters lined up. I got one, and that does not include the Ask Big Fatty. which we may do today. But y'all, do you remember the old radio vaudeville and people, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello. Well, you know, they did a skit, if you will, about who was on first and what's on second and I don't know's on third. It's a baseball skit. Well, y'all, they have brought it up today. And my mother sent me this, so you know it's going to be a doozy. It's just going to be a doozy. By the way, y'all, I'm going to call out the turnip head also because, y'all, I'm reading a Twitty from him on Thursday morning. Oh, I really want to go. I really want to go running, but it's raining and I don't want to get wet. And then the next Twitty from him is, what I'd really like to do is go swimming, you know, because you don't get wet when you go swimming, you know. And I'm like, huh? Anyway. All right. anyway, so they have this Abbott and Costello thing. So Big Fatty is going to turn on the Wayback Machine, and we are going to see if we can recreate this Abbott and Costello hootenanny here. Super Duper Computer Store, can I help you?
Yeah, thanks. I'm setting up an office in my den, and I'm thinking about buying a computer.
Mac?
No, the name's Lou.
No, your computer.
Oh, I don't own a computer. I want to buy one.
Mac?
I told you, my name's Lou.
What about Windows?
Why? Will it get stuffy in here?
Do you want a computer with Windows?
Oh, I don't know. What will I see when I look at the windows?
Wallpaper.
Oh, never mind the windows. I need a computer software.
Software for Windows?
No, on the computer. I need something I can use to write proposals, track expenses, and run my business. What do you have?
Office?
Yeah, for my office. Well, can you recommend anything?
I just did.
You just did what?
Recommend something.
You recommended something?
Yes.
For my office?
Yes.
Okay, what did you recommend for my office?
Office?
Yes, for my office.
I recommend office with Windows.
I already have an office with Windows. Okay, let's just say I'm sitting at my computer and I want to type a proposal. What do I need?
Word.
What word?
Word in office.
The only word in office is office.
The word in office for Windows.
Which word in office for Windows?
The word you get when you click the blue W.
I'm going to click your blue W if you don't start with some straight answers. What about financial bookkeeping? You have anything I can track my money with?
Money?
Yeah, that's right. What do you have?
Money.
Money. I want to track my money.
It comes bundled with your computer.
What's bundled with my computer?
Money.
Money comes with my computer?
Yes, no extra charge.
I get a bundle of money with my computer. How much?
One copy.
Isn't it illegal to copy money?
Microsoft gave us a license to copy money.
They can give you a license to copy money?
Well, why not? They own it.
A few days later...
Super Duper Computer Store, can I help you?
How do I turn my computer off?
Click on Start.
Ugh.
Big Fatty, he has done a skit at for us, and I am so confused. It's talking in both ears, and it's very difficult for me to keep it straight as to who is who. Oh, well, you've got all weekend to get it straight. Now, y'all, before we go any further, and I've mentioned this a couple of times already, but I'm going to mention it again, because next Wednesday is a very special day in the podcasting world. And so I hope you have it marked on your calendar. I'm not going to give you time to get a pencil or anything because I've told you several times. And you should have already marked it by now. But Wednesday the 29th of July is a very special day. And it's a teaser, y'all. It is a teaser. But you know what's not a teaser?
Brick Fighter, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Brick Fighter?
Someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off.
What's the best fiber?
Big Fatty in a shirt. Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, today's Ask Big Fatty is a voice letter that Big Fatty got from Franco, so I'm going to play it right now.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Larry the Lurker, or a.k.a. Franco, the one who called the Cell Monkeys and didn't bother to call you. But I'm going to pose to you the same question that I asked them. If you were to have a memoir written about you, what would it be called? And if it were to be made into a movie, who would play you? I'm kind of thinking probably Kevin James would probably play you, but that's just a guess. I don't know. All right, talk to you later. Bye. Oh, and you're fat.
Well, thank you very much, Franco. And if I had a memoir written about me, it would probably be called Hoot Nanny or something like that, or I don't know, Hamfest, maybe Belch or Gassy, I don't know. And I don't know who would play me in the movie, but I have been told before that I remind people of Jerry Van Dyke, and y'all, I can just hear it now. Oh, no, Jerry Van Dyke is a very close and good friend of mine. He would never stoop so low to do that part. And I'm sure also there was, personally knew Bud and Lou, and they would be insulted at that, that terrible, terrible impersonation. That was not an impersonation. That was just crap. That was crapola. That was awful. So anyway, but you know what, y'all, the manhunt has been down all day long today. They, they're upgrading the software, and it says, sorry we had to go down on you. Uh-huh. I wish it was going down on me. Y'all, I'm going to head on over to the, no, I tell you what, I'm going to head on over to, the Ask Big Fatty, questions that are, in the mailbox also. Because, y'all, I've had several of these for quite a while. I don't have the music playing for these. But, I only play the music during Franco's phone call. Because Franco is so soft-spoken, you would have trouble hearing him. So that's why I play the music over him. By the way, isn't it nice that I took out the throat clearing yesterday? Archer said that it sounded like I had a larger-than-normal amount of cum in my throat. But anyway, y'all, the straight boyfriend had an Ask Big Fatty question. He says, if you had to give up one of the following for a month, which would it be? Alcohol, bacon, or dick? Well, gosh, that's I would probably have to give up alcohol. That pains me to say that, but y'all, I love my bacon, the choice is between alcohol and dick. I mean, alcohol and bacon, but y'all, I eat more bacon than I drink alcohol, so I guess that would make it easy. Make it easy for me. Alcohol, bacon, or dick, it wouldn't be dick. I would not. Although there have been some months that I've given it up, and that has not been by choice. So, anyway, I'll ask the straight boyfriend, which would you give up, alcohol, bacon, or dick? Oh, I think I know which one he would give up. I have another one here from Gumbo Guy. Y'all hadn't heard from Gumbo Guy in a month of Sundays. He used to send me a little food thoughts for the day, but he's vanished, y'all. He's just vanished. But he says, oh, great fat one, I have a question. Has Big Fatty ever been to the Mardi Gras in New Orleans? And if so, did Big Fatty drop his pants and show his Big Fatty to the curious crowd for a pair of beads? Signed, Gumbo Guy. Y'all, I have got a punch bowl in my apartment. And Lurie Dean and that Daniel Beaver and Miss West can, they'll all be able to eventually attest to this, but all the beads that Big Fatty has in that big bowl, he got at Mardi Gras, and I went, I don't know how long ago it was, but the biggest beads I got, and yes, I did drop my pants, but, y'all, I did it up in the Strait area. I don't know if you've ever been down to Nolens, but there's a section of Bourbon Street that's all very, very straight. And then you keep on walking down the road and you get to the gay section. And that's where, like, Oz and the Bourbon Street Pub and all those kind of things are. And then you kind of turn and go up the side street to the Rawhide. And Big Fatty had a very good time at the Rawhide. In fact, Big Fatty may have had a Rawhide at the Rawhide. But anyway, y'all, I really enjoyed walking down the straight section because the drunk women, you know, I'm walking down the street and, you know, the drunk women, hey, Big Fatty, hey, oh, Big Fatty, show us your dick. And I'm like, oh, I don't have a big dick, but I've got huge balls, though. Oh, well, show us your balls. Well, which beads are you going to throw down? You know, you do this little negotiation thing, you know, and they're up on the balcony and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, this one girl, she was showing me this nice set of beads she was going to give me, and I pulled out my balls, and she went, God damn, you need bigger beads than that, than this. And y'all, she threw me this huge set of beads down, and it was just funny. And I love fucking with the straight women, and you know, and I'm sure that the straight guys are going, I wanted some big beads, and she goes, oh, you want me to show you my boobs? And no, not really. And anyway, but yes, I have been to the Mardi Gras. I've also been to the Southern Decadence, which takes place Labor Day weekend, and y'all, I only went one time to that, and it is kind of like the gay Mardi Gras. I know that sounds redundant, but the gay Mardi Gras, the Southern Decadence, is Labor Day weekend, and that is when Katrina hit. It hit because it, you know, that was God's way of getting rid of the gays. Gotta get rid of the gays. But I went, and y'all, the year that Big Fatty went to the Southern Decadence, it was the year that Princess Diana was killed. Oh, too soon, Big Fatty, too soon. Oh, dear Gussie. Well, y'all, I hope you have a grand weekend. If you happen to be in the Myrtle Beach area on this Saturday night, Big Fatty and the Horror Group is going to be up there at the Time Out Bar, and we are going to be doing the Tiara Horror 5 on the road at the Time Out Bar this Saturday night. And I don't know what time showtime is. It's either 11 o'clock or midnight. I don't know. But I can guarantee you it'll only last an hour. It's only going to last an hour, but Big Fatty will be doing his Harry Poppers song up there. And y'all, I hope you have a grand weekend. Pick up the phone, give Big Fatty a call, or drop him an e-letter, or send him your favorite picture, and then say...
How come you didn't bug me about being on the show?
I don't want to be on the show, that's why...
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.